Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, is one of WWE's top stables about to get a surprising new member?
I'll tell you the real reason AJ Styles was added to this week's Raw last minute.
A couple of the main roster stars have jumped ship to NXT, or maybe it was just a one-off, I don't know.
And I'll tell you the lovely reason why Alexa Bliss isn't wrestling for WWE anymore. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Which WWE stable could be getting a new member within the next few months? That is Imperium. Which member is that? It's Ilya Dragunov. This is a worked wrestling report. Came through yesterday.
Coming through.
Following up on some PW Insider stuff on the back of Battleground. I'll read the tweet to you. Tiffany Stratton versus Lyra Valkyria.
Yeah.
Valkyrie.
I call her Bird Person. It saves time.
Bird Person. There we go. The Sparrow. And Ilya Dragunov versus Dijak were praised in particular backstage.
Quite right.
After Battleground. There is still talk of possibly calling up Dragunov following SummerSlam, which is in August, and potentially joining Imperium. So, obviously the tie for Dragunov and Imperium is his career rivalry with Walter / Gunther.
Yeah.
Which has played out in WWE in some very acclaimed matches, but also predates that by like years and years and years. Great stuff in WXW.
Nearly happened in Defiant, if I remember.
Oh, interesting.
And then they bloody called, I think they signed Dragunov first.
Rascals. Ugh. How dare they? But yeah, they've obviously got a lot of history together. And of course, it's a European stable, Imperium. And
you're all from there, thereabouts.
Yeah,
aren't you?
There you go. Ilya Dragunov is a Russian-born German.
Is he Russian?
Gentleman.
Thought he was taking his time.
Anyway, there you go. That's the report. Maybe getting a new member. I like this more than I like JD McDonagh maybe joining the Judgment Day. But does Imperium need a fourth man? I don't know.
No, I like the dynamic right now. And I do like Ilya Dragunov doing what he's doing over in NXT. I mean, like you say, that match with Dijak quite rightly receiving lots of praise.
Premium.
Yeah, it's going to be weird for those of us who've, you know, witnessed what they did, especially, I mean, even if you're a late adopter like me, just remembering that NXT UK wars, plural, that they had, it is going to be weird that they're like, man, you bloody love General Europe, don't we? It's Drew McIntyre from Wales all over again, this.
But if
it gets dragging up on the main roster, I'm kind of okay with it because he's sensationally talented, obviously.
He's very good,
But they're going to have some explaining to do, and knowing WWE under Vince McMahon, they're not going to be very good at it.
Yeah, they'll just be mates all of a sudden.
Yeah,
it'll be weird, but
we've bonded over. I mean, that like there is a story to tell that they bonded over kicking each other's ass.
Yeah, you can do that.
That all these American big dogs on the main roster
who smell and have bad, I don't know, fast food.
Please, God, let...
It's the opposite of the truth. America has the best fast food.
Let Papa H write it and don't let Vince, because it'll just be incredibly last minute. Speaking of which, AJ Styles obviously was on Raw this week despite the whole brand split, although, let's be honest, we were never expecting them to stick to that for very long. And the reason why AJ Styles was added to Raw last minute was Vince McMahon! Mike Johnson of PW Insider reporting that that was the executive chairman's call. Parts of the show had to be redone to accommodate AJ's segment and, of course, the main event of Raw this week. Otherwise, the show was largely unchanged and went down as originally planned, resulting in a, quote, easy night in terms of creative production and execution for the company. Do you think this is going to develop into, like, when Paul Heyman used to be like, right, we'll do the maddest bollocks over here, like to a pair of keys distracting Vince McMahon, and I'll put on some absolute bangers when he's not looking.
Yeah, I'll have Braun and Bobby spear each other through the wall, through the video screen. So, yeah, not all changes are created equally, and I think that this was the best stuff on Raw. So, yeah. Okay, sure.
Love the show-long arc of, like, we'll set this up. I mean, impromptu matches are what they are. They at least did a tiny bit of work of, like, I have Postman Pierce on the phone for 5 minutes. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it was really good, so I'm not going to complain too much about meddling from Vince McMahon.
Yeah, obviously, if he came onto Raw and he booked AJ and Seth to lose to The Fiend and Bastion Booger,
ooh,
right? Not all changes.
Rule it out.
Yeah, not all changes are created equally, and this was the best stuff on the show. So hey, even a broken clock tells the time right.
Who do you think smells worse? Bastion Booger or the Fiend?
The Fiend. The Fiend lives in a swamp, brother. Like. Bastion Booger plays a character on TV, goes home, washes up, all that stuff. The Fiend is a literal monster who lives in a swamp. So, there you go. There's no like differentiation between the character and the
no,
it's just a creature.
It's very method. It's sort of Daniel Day-Lewis-esque.
Yeah, 100% Fiends of New York, my favourite movie of all time. There will be fiends. There will be goo.
Thing. Oh, very good.
What else is he in? Big triple...
Lincoln, hasn't really worked. Fiend.
I almost called him triple D there. Lewis doesn't start with a D. Anyway, let's talk about the main roster stars who jumped ship to NXT last night.
Yeah.
When you think of wrestlers who'd fit well in NXT, classically, right? You go with people like Ricochet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when it was like hyper work rate, all of that stuff. You'd think maybe like a Chad Gable, someone like that.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be tasty.
Perhaps the last person you would think of, stylistically, even though he was in NXT for a long time, would be Baron Corbin.
Big Baza.
Big Baza, the big breakfast. And yet, he showed up last night. So there was a match... The main event, Carmelo Hayes defending his NXT championship against Noam Dar. He won.
Good match.
And he got battered by big bloody Baron Corbin.
He loves jumping people in that alley in NXT, doesn't he?
He does, man.
It's changed a lot, but...
The steak master himself, the grill master, coming down, clocked him, hit the end of days, posed above him with the belt.
Really like this, you know.
Angle. He's a free agent.
Yeah.
Wasn't drafted. You know who else is a free agent?
Von Wagner.
Von Wagner. Mustafa Ali, he showed up as well. He did a bit of commentary. It was the Dyad versus Wes Lee and Tyler Bates.
Yeah.
And he spoke about being a free agent a bit on commentary. Afterwards, when Joe Gacy was being a rascal, he got in the ring and helped save the baby faces, raise their arms, all that stuff afterwards. So yeah, a couple of main roster demotions. Probably not, but you know, people coming down, having a visit. Corbin is a very effective heel.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a good person to put against.
Look, I'll say this. Case. If this had happened a couple of years ago, before all like the diversity of Corbin's character, Happy Corbin, Broke Corbin, etc., etc., I'd have probably been like, oh, God. But I really like this, man. And considering what's happened recently with Dijak moving back down to NXT, it's a hell of a blueprint.
Yeah.
I thought Dolph Ziggler did a great job when he came down to feud with Bron Breakker. It's kind of weird that they decided to put the title on him and then not have Bron win it back over WrestleMania. Well, I suppose technically he did win it back over WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He was just on the Raw after the WrestleMania rather than the big NXT show. But anyway, excited for both of them. Look, I just think right now, I saw people kicking off online about this, and I think that this is the best of the options that are available. They are pushing a lot of new people on the main roster, understandably. There is not going to be enough TV time for absolutely everyone. The positive Ali character was what it was. You know, it was all very subjective, that. And I think having had his title shot, what else would he have done? He'd have just sort of milled about and been in some crap feuds, whereas he can really showcase his talents down in NXT.
Yeah, he can work with the Wizards.
Yeah, so. Baron Corbin playing spoiler for Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams going after Baron Corbin. Sign me up.
Hey, listen.
I'm into it.
I'm just saying, Baron Corbin used to wear a fedora. Who else wears a fedora on this show? It's the future.
Hey, he's in a lot of trouble. Stackpole Stacks.
Yeah.
It was just me and Stacks on the NXT preview podcast yesterday.
Yeah, that
was quite the experience. Check that out. Thankfully, one of the Dadleys is back today. Michael Hamblett's going to be joining me for the NXT review. Yeah. Check that out.
The lazy one didn't show up, did he?
Bloody bat, dang it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Right, should we move on to the Alexa Bliss news?
Yeah.
Because this is just nice. It was going to be today's and finally if it wasn't a news story, because I was just genuinely so happy for them. Alexa Bliss has been missing for ages. She obviously didn't wrestle following her match with Bianca Belair at the Royal Rumble. That's the last time we saw her on the 28th of January. She went through some stuff. She had a skin cancer diagnosis in March. That necessitated surgery to remove it from her face. Thankfully, Alexa's been given the all clear. And in even better news, just yesterday, thanks to everyone who sent this to us, by the way, tagging us in there, Alexa Bliss and her husband, Ryan Cabrera, are expecting their first child. They told E! News that they were shocked to learn Alexa was pregnant, as they weren't trying at all. Cabrera, in fact, said they are 1,000,000% surprised but couldn't be more excited. Alexa's due to give birth in December, so probably time to come back in the Rumble if you're an idiot wrestling fan online who don't understand how women's bodies work. Alexa said it was a total surprise. We weren't trying at all. We FaceTimed my mom immediately and then shared the news with Ryan's family. This is just lovely, this.
Yeah, good stuff. Nice to hear just spreading some joy around Carmella and Corey Graves recently. And
yeah, that's fantastic.
Lately as well. Yeah, Alexa's not been around in ages. The skin cancer thing was scary. Oh. But obviously she's had the surgery to have that removed and she's been giving the all clear, which is great. So yeah, she's positive. Nice, chirpy, budgie news.
Yes.
Budgies.
I've got a series of play dates now lined up, clearly, for my little boy when he arrives.
There you go. Carmella's
That's
kid.
That's not weird.
Alexa's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hanging out, chilling, taking it easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, as someone who's going through this right now, I know how difficult the journey can be to get here, but the excitement that you feel is genuinely something that hits you in waves on a daily basis. So congratulations to Alexa and Ryan, and congratulations to Carmella
congratulations.
And Corey as well.
This is nice.
Oh, ah, we love love here at What Culture.
We do be loving love.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. Shippid's card stall even starts us off today.
All
right. Morning legend, who do you think is due a turn, whether heel or face? I'd like to see Bailey again. Face Bailey again sometime soon. Maybe she could help Becky against Trish and Zoe.
Jade Cargill.
Ooh, answer.
I think before the title change at the weekend, the character had kind of run out of a bit of steam. I don't think it's her fault, don't get me wrong. It's just the way it was presented for that length of time, and towards the end it did feel like we were just waiting for someone to come back and take the title, which has finally happened now. Losing in like half a minute is the perfect opportunity to go away, come back.
It's a reset button, isn't it?
Yeah, with a fresh character, fresh gimmick. I think Jade's the one, babyface. Mm. I think it'd be good.
I think MJF might be due a heel turn, because, you know, sometimes people can get tired of the whole babyface champion shtick, so...
Hey, folks, where's the lie?
I think Shippid's card stall actually has nailed it with Bayley.
Yeah, Bayley's good.
Like, there was a bit of me that was like, do you have heel Bayley turn on EO and... Well, initially the plan was EO and Dakota in my head. But no, I think evil EO kicking the crap out of Bayley because he just had enough, and then Bayley... Yeah, bring back the Bayley buddies, man. I miss him.
Chop him down, baby. Dominic Mysterio's not quite getting the loud enough crowd reactions at the moment. I think they really need to turn him face.
He's only over in two companies.
He's only over around two people. No one makes a noise for him when he comes out. It's weird. Why do they keep persisting with it?
Pranav, at Poisoned Wit, gives us our second question of the day. Good morning. Simple question for y'all, writes Pranav. Is Karrion Kross the new Fiend?
What?
It's actually, I read that and went, what? And then I actually think it's a very good point. Okay. Is Karrion Kross the new Fiend, all threat and theatrics, but never winning a big match?
Oh, actually, that's a good... Yeah. Yeah, okay, fair play. You won me around. I was just imagining Karrion Kross carrying a big hammer and like going, oh, I'm the flipping Fiend. That's not a bad comparison at all. It's actually good. He has no like real threat level, Karrion Kross. He's got the entrance, he's got the song, he's got the mean facial expressions, but they don't book him in a way that makes him feel fearsome. He sits at ringside at an event and they call him out like they did, was it Night of Champions?
Yeah.
And they're like, the harbinger of doom spreading sorrow, and then he just loses.
Yeah.
So like...
He lost to Shinsuke, you set up the thing with Shinsuke.
Yeah, like, and I don't know, he's inherently... After watching the video of him working out with Chris Van Vliet doing the Jesse Ventura impression...
Oh, yeah.
It's not a scary guy.
He's got a bit of patter about
him. Yeah, he's like a really endearing man. So, like, I don't think this role suits him in the first place. He's large, but I don't think he's particularly threatening.
Maybe he's one for a turn.
Yeah.
Because I agree, like...
Sexy baby
for me, the wheels fell off the moment they decided to not go fully in on Karrion Kross and the Drew McIntyre feud. It felt like Drew can eat the loss and maybe turn heel off the back of it. He's just been around the title picture, so he's not going to be there anytime soon. Why are you protecting him, even if it's just to haul him into that, admittedly, fantastic triple threat at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
I don't think that was the plan at that time. I don't know.
Who knows? He needs something new. He's a good answer for the previous question.
Yeah.
A new gimmick. Something different.
Mimi Boris. The lovely Mimi Boris gives us our final question of the day. Mimi writes, good morning, King of the Mic and heel with the eel.
I was going to grab the eel. I was too slow.
Oh, he's eating.
He's still eating. He's been eating for like a month. Arms are tough, dude.
Maybe you could have a little old grape that I found. Do I eat it?
No, absolutely not. That's basically wine
by
this point. Gee whiz. It's like, that's a raisin. That's literally a raisin.
Who would you guys like to see be the first challenger for Chris Statlander's TBS title? I'd love to see a returning Thunder Rosa. Good to have you back, Wilbur. Thank you, Mimi.
Ooh, Thunder Rosa's a really good answer. That'd be a great feud. Great match. Great stuff. Yeah, that's really good. Serena Deeb, where is she? What's going on with her?
Serena Deeb.
She's like quietly the best wrestler between the ropes in the entire division, and she's just nowhere to be found. I think her and Statlander would be really sick. But Thunder Rosa is a great choice.
Yes.
Yeah, both of those rule.
You nailed it there.
Yeah.
Thunder Rosa. Great to have Chris Statlander back.
Great return.
Despite the fact I saw that clip on Twitter where she was facing someone and said something really nasty about like her family, like, oh, you probably considering your attitude, probably good that you didn't have any family or something. It's like, Jesus Christ, all right. Chill out, Chris.
Well, she's an alien. She doesn't have concepts like, you know, humans have. It's fair play.
Indeed.
It's fair play.
Should we move on to
the next? That's how the person who loses the Statlander should job out with a boop.
Oh, should you pin them like that?
Finger boop on doom.
Finger.
There you go.
Finger on them. Yeah, give Statlander some squash matches.
Yeah. Boop. Easy game.
Let's move on to today's. And finally, I just saw this on Squared Circle this morning and thought, okay, what do you think is an appropriate present for a first anniversary? I think it's paper. I think I got my wife a toilet roll.
A nice bit of jewellery, you know, like, what's your partner like? Cater
exactly.
To that, obviously.
I think the first anniversary is paper. That was it. And I got a toilet roll with that. Twitter comment saying that was only she was only marrying me for a visa because she was Brazilian.
Well known, yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. This comment reads, your wife may be cool, but is she first anniversary present black velvet painting of Nikita Koloff cool?
Okay, all right, okay.
That is, you got a good one there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Imagine that you say you've just got just a necklace or something. It's a painting of Nikita Koloff.
I'm going to get you a crochet and knitted work of Tejo Khan or Paul Jones.
Imagine if your missus got you like a cross-stitch picture of Tugboat.
A Gangrel plushie. There you go. That she's made herself. Fantastic.
Or a Billy Gunn that sweats out of his tits.
Yay, we got one.
There he is.
There he goes.
Maybe he wants a bit of... Hang on, I'm going to come here, you. I'm practicing for a few months' time.
Is this how big your baby's going to be?
Eating great, Billy.
Don't push it.
That's a good boy.
I'm going to push that
I've
in.
Got to burp him now.
That. That's going in Michael Hamlet's ear when we get out of here. I'm just going to shove it in there. Just
he'll only whine about it. Whine about it! Hey!
Hey!
Sorry, I shouldn't throw my child about, should I? There we go. Anyway, let us know your thoughts on... oh, my God! Everything we've discussed today in the comment section
below. I'm sorry
below.
About that, Billy.
There you go, Billy. I'll put it back on
there,
Billy.
Oh, put it back on there, Billy. Oh, he's going to fall over, boy.
Oh, he's bouncing real well, boy.
Oh, I'm Uncle Howdy, boy.
Right.
That's how Uncle Howdy spoke. Like, I'm the ghost of the man who sold the world.
What's he up to nowadays? Did he get drafted?
Practicing his elbow drops, yes. Oh, cool, just dropped a there you go, right at the end. Okay, sorry, Ryan.
Like, share, subscribe.
It's always the accidental one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and Michael Hamford, looking back on last night's NXT and looking ahead to tonight's AEW Dynamite. Thoughts, Twitter questions, at What Culture WWE, of course. If you want to get in touch with us, you can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for honk.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. And don't worry, your calendars aren't wrong. It's just because of the travel schedule. Later on today, Raw Ups and Downs with Simon Miller is going to be coming out.
Usual time.
We've told you. We said it on every possible social media platform. And you're still like, where was it? What's happening? My day feels weird. It's coming later today, so don't
you
worry.
You got it. Don't worry. You're not going to miss it.
Right, my thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.